singular versus plural. English nouns can be classified as count, singular and plural, and non-count. The singular form is used when considering the noun as a single item, count, or entity, non-count.
Brick, dog, airplane, person, foot, water, sugar, truth, education.
The plural form is used when considering more than one of the same item. Non-count nouns do not have a plural form.
Bricks, dogs, airplanes, people, feet.
Things to be aware of. Regular plurals. Most plurals are formed by adding s or es to the singular noun.
Boys, cars, pens, pills.
Pronounce zzz.
Cats, rocks, tips, chiefs.
Pronounce s.
Kisses, watches, boxes, dishes.
Pronounce is. In some cases, there are special spelling rules that need to be considered when forming the plural.
Knives, hobbies, quizzes.
Irregular plurals. Some nouns take on a different form in the plural.
Women, teeth, mice, children, people.
Non-count nouns. Non-count nouns do not have a plural form. However, some nouns can be used in both the count and non-count sense.
I have a lot of experience. I have a lot of experiences.
Third person singular, s. Singular and non-count nouns in the third person require the s form of the verb in the present tense.
The girl loves painting.
My dog likes to eat meat.
Johnny lives next door to Jenny.
Milk contains nutrients.
Tommy has two hobbies.
Jerry is from Colorado. Singular count nouns require an article. The, a, an, unless they are proper nouns.
Mr. Jones went to Arizona.
They are preceded by a possessive.
My mother loves my father.
They are preceded by this, that, each, every, either, neither, or one.
Each man contributed $1. The apple is on the table. An apple is on the table.
Plural nouns and singular non-count nouns do not require an article in the generic sense.
Water is important for plants.
However, they require articles, the or some, in most other cases.
Please put some wine in the glasses.